Official, it's Danielle Fischel,
Ryder Strong,
and Will Friedle from Pod Meets World.
Does friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste.
Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten.
Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party.
So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles.
Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Today, I'll be looking at some recent developments in the so-called transgender movement. But first, on the topic of trans criminals, here is a video that me and Connor did titled The Psychology of the Silence of the Lambs, where we talk about the serial killer, Buffalo Bill, who is debated whether they're a trans person or not, which we say, well, yes.
You don't get to pick your representatives, I'm afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Put a lotion in the basket.
But yes, it's definitely worth checking out. So if you sign up to the website, make sure to watch that, because of course, I think it's some of the best commentary on that film going, although I am a little biased.
Michael did an incredible job on the thumbnail, and the editing is hysterical. Just going to preempt it.
So, to the actual story itself. Here's an article from GB News titled, Trans criminals can use loopholes to hide previous convictions when applying to work with children. So,
wait, so this is exactly what happened with Buffalo Bill when he applied for sex reassignment surgery and he hid the fact that he killed his grandparents like Ed Kemper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We live in hell.
So, it reads as follows. Transgender criminals are able to use a loophole which will hide their previous convictions when applying for jobs. Trans males and trans females are both reportedly able to withhold their real names and sex at birth when looking for employment. This rule applies to those who are applying for jobs at schools and hospitals. So, in theory, you could have a trans sex offender working at a school, a hospital, or a nursery.
And you can skip your DBS check as if you're just born anew the moment you choose a new name and a new gender identity. That's horrific.
A born-again molester, yeah.
God.
So, it carries on to say... According to a new report carried out by Keep Prisons Single Sex, criminal record checks on identity are only carried out if the person applying for the job notifies them of their past. This means that trans criminals can lie about their past to cover up any previous convictions, while even if an employer suggests that someone used to have another identity, they are unable to check this with the Disclosure and Barring Service, DBS, due to privacy reasons. Tory MP Miriam Cates, I think,
yes,
said... The purpose of criminal records checks is both to protect the public and deter those who mean harm from trying to gain access to children and vulnerable people. If predators can evade scrutiny by changing their name or claiming to be the opposite sex, we can be sure that this DBS loophole will be abused and children will be harmed.
Trans people most affected.
Yeah, apparently so. Mm. Because, of course, wanting to protect children is transphobic,
yeah.
Which, if you read between the lines, is quite the condemnation.
Yeah, trans rights to your children.
Oh, it's so gross, isn't it?
What the hell is... It is despairing as to what is happening, but it comes always back to the Auron McIntyre tweet of, it's not that hard, guys, don't make me tap the sign. It's just simple, they're evil and they want to diddle kids.
Oh, I don't know why I'm laughing, that's horrifying.
No, if you'll cry otherwise.
So it carries on to say, a spokesman for the DBS said, all applicants for DBS checks are required to sign a legal declaration confirming they have disclosed both their current and previous identities. This therefore applies to transgender applicants. The Disclosure and Barring Service provides a sensitive application process under the Gender Recognition Act of 2004. I mean, this is New Labour stuff, who'd have thought, for transgender applicants. The previous identities, including the birth sex of transgender individuals, are legally protected. Why? Why are they legally protected?
Mm.
If you're doing a background check, you kind of want to know everything about someone's background. Mm. I don't know. They're just like, I want a background check, but I want you to half do it.
Yeah, the most fundamental information about you should not be kept confidential just because you feel you should swap sexes by thought.
I mean, I don't like the idea of a DBS, someone rooting through my life.
Oh, I've had to do that because I worked in education, so that's. Yeah. But I'm fine with it because I'm not going to use the phrase "if you've got nothing to hide, you've got nothing to fear." But if you want to avoid those settings, working with children because you've got something in your past which would bar you from doing so, okay, great, you don't get that job. But then, if you're trying to circumvent the fact that you've done something in your past which prohibit you to get that job, but you still want it anyway, it's not that you really love the job, it's that you want access to the kids. And that's, of course, we are belabored to say, that's not all trans people, it's not all gay people, et al. But if you're trying to circumvent transparency here to get access to children, to cover up for an actual convicted criminal history, yeah, we're not going to trust you as far as we could throw you.
Mm-hmm. And a bit on actual background checks as well. Yep. I mean, I'm about as libertarian as you can get, but I see lots of value in the state stepping in here and, you know, saying, okay, this person was a murderer.
Yep.
It's like, well, the employer doesn't have the resources to find that out otherwise. So although, you know, I don't necessarily like the state intervening, I think in this case, it makes perfect sense.
If you're working with children or vulnerable adults, then yes.
Yeah, absolutely. You Your personal feelings shouldn't come into it because protecting children is more important than feeling uncomfortable.
But have you considered I want to build a human skin suit? And this might get in the way.
Pesky legislation, eh? Yeah. So the DBS spokesman says, our sensitive application process introduces no additional risk to DBS checks. It merely affords transgender applicants with the legal protections they are entitled to.
And they shouldn't. They shouldn't be entitled to them. You've constructed this at the non-benefit of children, so that's reprehensible. Get rid of the law.
Mm-hmm. If there's nothing wrong with being trans as well, why do you need to hide it?
Yeah, why do you need special protections?
It doesn't make any sense, does it? It also carries on to say, it comes just a month after former Justice Secretary Brandon Lewis said that trans prisoners with male genitalia should no longer be held in women's prisons. So yes, men shouldn't be in women's prisons.
Yes, because it's like putting a fox in the hen house.
Mm-hmm. And to take a practical example of this, of how trans people have been exploiting loopholes, here is America. Incarcerated transgender woman, Demi Minor, impregnates two inmates at New Jersey prison.
Ironic last name, given the subject material.
But yes.
Can we get a look at this transgender woman, this stunning and brave transgender woman? Is there a photo in here? Oh,
there
yes.
He is.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes.
That is a woman, if ever I saw one.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I've seen.
Yes, YouTube. Don't punish us.
Plenty of stunning and brave and curvy and wonderful transgender women that definitely don't have a 5 o'clock shadow and put a lot of effort in.
So it reads, a transgender woman behind bars at New Jersey women's prison impregnated two fellow inmates, prompting officials to move her to a different facility, a report revealed on Saturday. Thank you, New York Post, for saying her, this impregnator of women's prisoners here.
Was she a great big fat person?
Demi Minor, 27, was moved last month from Edna Mahan Correctional Facility for Women to Garden State Youth Correctional Facility. That's also strange because 27, Youth Correctional Facility. I mean, I'm turning 27 very soon and
that's so worrying.
I wouldn't regard myself as youthful. A prison for young adults in Burlington County, a New Jersey Department of Corrections spokesperson.
Corrections. I was going to say as well, if you're identifying as a woman and you're 27, it's not that young.
Yeah.
Egg check.
Minor, who is serving a 30-year sentence for manslaughter, is in a vulnerable unit in the new facility where she is the only woman, spokesman said. I've got some news for you. They're not.
And if they were, they'd be passed around like a joint. It's just unreal.
For goodness sake. So going back to Britain, if you think, oh, well, of course they're going to fill in this gap. Of course something's going to happen. Well, I've got something to make you more cynical.
Okay.
Here we are. The National Health Service routinely asks preteen boys if they are pregnant. This is the government, technically.
Right. I'm not even more so worried, again, coming back to protection of children, about the fact that they don't know the difference between male and female. I'm more so worried why preteen boys would be having sexual intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why are we normalising noncery in this country?
It's very strange. So it reads, this post-millennial article, a hospital in Scotland is trying out new so-called gender-inclusive language. Yeah, that answers it. Yeah. That involves asking biological boys and men between the ages of 12 and 55 if they are pregnant and referring to biological women as people with internal reproductive organs. In a poster displayed at NHS Tayside Hospital, patients are told that it is the legal responsibility of the hospital to establish whether there is a possibility of pregnancy prior to performing procedures involving radiation. Therefore, irrespective of your gender, you may be asked to complete a form about pregnancy before some evaluations.
I don't want to be the boring person that goes, oh, but because of this really hyper-procedural reason, we can't abide by this, rather than just say it's objectively untrue that men can be pregnant. However, there is an actual danger with this in that when people go for transgender surgeries, and I've spoken to Richie Heron about this, we'll listen to his talk and he'll be coming on the show soon. If you identify as a woman but you're a man, they'll often give you a woman's dose of anaesthetic, but because of the different levels of anaesthetic that men and women need, that can lead to bleeding out, not always being asleep when the procedure is done, and that's horrifically painful and can result in complications. So trans ideology that denies biological differences between men and women, even up until the point of where they're conducting the trans surgery, can claim lives and cause a high amount of lifelong medical complications.
When I was at university, one of my lecturers studied anaesthetizing people, and they found that some people would wake up from being anaesthetized and they would experience all the pain without being able to move. And if you can imagine being cut open and the pain that you would experience there, and you're not able to signal to any of the medical professionals because you're frozen solid what you're feeling. There's a case of one person who they only realized they could feel the pain when the surgeon saw tears streaming out of their eyes.
That is one of the most horrifying things I've ever heard.
Like, yes.
That is the worst case of sleep paralysis.
So yes,
Josh.
That is a real danger.
It's quite haunting, actually. Bloody hell!
I think I'm pretty sure they had PTSD after that. Understandably,
yeah, you would, yeah.
So if you could scroll down a bit, John, if we have a look at this poster, here we go. Age between 12 and 55. It's our legal responsibility to establish whether there is a possibility of pregnancy before exposure to ionizing radiation, as a fetus is at a higher risk from potential harmful effects. So here it is. There it is.
And the definitive trans proof. Race pride flag.
Yeah, I did think that was interesting. They've also got it's plastered in gender ideology at the same time, just to make it as explicit as possible.
But they've also got the nuclear sign, a sign of what looks like a early stages embryo, and a strange androgynous gender sign. Mm-hmm. Basically, it looks like when you can stick stickers all over your guns in Call of Duty if you buy the right microtransactions.
So the final part I'm going to read from this article is as follows. According to the Daily Mail, NHS Tayside said the poster is in line with best practice guidelines and was being tried out at a few select hospitals. I don't think it's in line with best practice guidelines.
It's not
Let's
best
be
in line
honest.
With people that see and have mm-hmm. functioning brains.
Mm-hmm. But on a completely unrelated note, it's worth checking out on the website, this premium podcast, which Harry and Thomas did, What Are Leftists Teaching Our Kids? And the fact that it's in our very own state-mandated health service means that you can't really escape this sort of thing. And it is clearly being forced on children because as young as 12, they're boys being asked if they're pregnant.
Yeah,
I mean, if I were asked as a 12-year-old whether I was pregnant, I'd be like, are you crazy?
Yeah. Well, also, again, why are you asking 12-year-olds if they're sexually active with people that can impregnate them? Like, what is there not a serious safeguarding concern there? No? Or are we just not to judge the fact that paedophiles are preying on children, trans or otherwise? No? Okay. Guess we're just going to let a generation of children down. Mm-hmm. That won't have any consequences at all, will it?
And let's move on to something that you drew my attention to. I think part of the driving force for all of this sort of stuff is basically virtue signaling, yep. right? The reason that all of this is there isn't that they're genuinely concerned about the well-being of people. It's that they want to signal that, yes, I'm very progressive. I'm with the current thing. Aren't I virtuous? And we've got a very good case of that from Dwayne Wade. Mm. So this is a Daily Mail article titled, Dwayne Wade's ex-wife claims he is exploiting their transgender daughter, Zaya, 15, for financial gain. Child's mother begs court to force her to wait until 18 before legally changing sex.
Oh, for God's sake. Yeah, just wait until 18 until you mutilate my child. Give it a few more years. No, it's your son. His name was originally Zion. Do not acquiesce to the abuse of this child. Stop it.
Mm-hmm. So, yes. Although the mother is marginally better than the father, both can just be condemned here.
Kicking the can down the road, unfortunately.
So, it says, in court papers filed this week that were obtained by The Blast, Siobhan Funches Wade, the star's first wife and mother of his two oldest children, begged a judge to impose an order that would ban their 15-year-old daughter, thanks Daily Mail, son, from legally changing her gender from male to female until she is 18.
Changing gender from male to female. Gender, male and female. Isn't that interesting? Not boy to girl, male to female. See how the linguistic mudslide is moving and conflating sex and gender already. We were told for years, oh, gender identity is completely different from sex. Sex is your biological classification. You definitely can't change that. Remember in 2016 when Jordan Peterson was on Canadian TV and some wacko professor said, oh, biological sex doesn't really exist. It's just a social construct. They've instantiated it here. Typical.
Zaya, as she is now known, came out at age 12 in 2019. Since then, she has won modeling contracts with brands like Tiffany, Dove, and amassed hundreds of thousands of social media followers. According to her mother, she is also in talks for deals with Disney. These are the kinds of people who will see someone on the edge of a building and start saying, jump, do a flip, that sort of thing. Like, that's effectively what they're doing, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're seeing someone ruin their own life. And they're cheering them on and telling them it's virtuous just so they can get some social capital from their own like-minded, deluded, morally comprehensible... you know what I mean.
Unconscionable. Yeah.
Yes. Morally bad people.
Yeah.
So immoral that I can't even speak anymore. But yes, it's clear that things are getting worse, both in the United States and the UK. Obviously, people should protect children. It's that simple. Just stop messing with children. Stop hurting children. It's not complicated.
Just stop noncing is about the only protest movement I can get on board with.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the premium articles we do, this one on what use is the Department of Education, with an audio track for silver and gold tier members. If you'd like to check out what us are putting out, you can follow us on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.